Lesson 13.2b, Application of Petrissage. To apply a Petrissage stroke, wrap one hand around the tissue, keeping your fingers together as a unit. Lift the muscle away from the bone until you feel it stretch. Roll the muscle through your fingers and out of your hand as your other hand lifts up another section of tissue. Too much lubricant would prevent you from getting a good hold on the muscle, so use very little lubricant for this technique. This rhythmic kneading action is continued over the entire body area. Petrissage is often referred to as milking the tissue of metabolic wastes because of the increase in local circulation. How much lift and squeeze to use depends on the body area where the stroke is applied. For example, use your fingertips to apply gentle petrissage strokes to the eyebrows and jawline. Use a strong, full-handed stroke to apply petrissage to fleshy areas, like the hamstrings. Be careful not to pinch the client or pull on body hair during petrissage. If the client complains that the stroke is pinching, ensure you lift enough tissue during the stroke. To flush metabolic wastes released from tissue, apply effleurage strokes directly after petrissage. During the application of petrissage strokes, pay attention to the lift of the tissue and its texture as it runs through your fingers. Is it easy to lift off the bone and underlying muscle, or is it difficult to grasp? When it runs through your fingers, is the consistency even and fluid, or are certain areas thick or stuck? Differences in the tissue tell you something about the health of the myofascia and how much massage is needed in a particular area. Check with the client frequently to ensure that the pressure of the stroke is comfortable. Petrissage strokes can be applied in a number of different ways, as shown in Technique 19.